Okay, let's shout about it. Today we're going to be talking about the first of the voice extremes that we're going to be looking at over the next few days. Today, the louder voice, and inevitably that means that in a couple of days' time we're going to be looking at the softer voice, the quieter voice. From a whisper to a booming voice of a hurry, hurry, buy now, offer ends on Saturday commercial, your volume speaks volumes about the message and the character, as we saw a couple of days ago. The size and drama of a louder delivery can indicate urgency, importance, confidence, power, resolve, possibly anger as well. A softer voice conveys a secret, an intimate word, a warmth, discretion, or maybe, indeed, indiscretion. Getting the volume and energy right can often be the key to the read. So, as I say, let's start off looking at two extremes with the louder voice. Be careful when projecting that you still have in mind that you're talking to your audience and not at them. Too much volume becomes impersonal. The listener feels that they're not the only one at the receiving end, but they're part of a crowd. You're broadcasting rather than telling or communicating. That may be what you want to achieve, but it may not be what you want to achieve. Think of the 50s style American TV and radio presenters who announced, in an affected way, only ever heard in such broadcasts, rather than explained or advised or told. Styles have moved on. That kind of volume is not the conversational style that's usually required outside of some commercial voiceovers today, or maybe those Voice of God introductions. And incidentally, we're going to be talking about Voice of God kind of announcements and introductions in a few months' time. There's a song by James Brown and Bobby Byrd from the 1970s. I think it was in 1970. And the song is called Talking Loud and Saying Nothing. Those are the best known lyrics. You're just talking loud and saying nothing. Yeah? Just because you've got a loud voice, it doesn't mean that your message is going to be received and understood in the way that you want it to be. It may just be a wall of sound, to use another music analogy. Talking loud, but saying nothing. Tomorrow we continue with our examination of the louder voice with an episode entitled Sounds That Drown, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.